I wanted to just dedicate these remarks in memory of Edmundo Granda. Edmundo was one of the leaders and most inspirational people working in the field of Latin American social medicine, at least in Ecuador. He also worked for a long time with the Panama Health Organization, and unfortunately died about 9 months ago from leukemia. No commercial interest that I know of. And I just wanted to acknowledge my colleague, Celia, who will be talking later, Holly Buchanan, who's the head of library services at the University of New Mexico, John Trevier, who's also a librarian, and Jonathan, who does information technology in relation to library services, and John Eldridge, who also is an esteemed librarian colleague. I just wanted to give a little bit of personal background. I had, at the time that the coup took place, the first 9/11 in 1973, I'd been planning to go to Chile to work after my residency. I was just finishing my residency in primary care and internal medicine at that time. The coup happened, and I got involved instead of going in solidarity work that at the time was focused on the life-threatening situations of people in Chile initially, but later in Argentina and Brazil and Uruguay and other Latin American countries because of the dictatorships in those countries, as we found out at the time and later, largely sponsored by the United States with our tax dollars. As part of this solidarity work, I and a colleague who actually had escaped from Chile on the last Red Cross plane to leave decided to do an article about the situation under Allende and the Unidad Popular, but also about the repression that was occurring at the time. In researching this article, I was actually at Stanford at the time, so I looked through the card catalog and I found this reference to the book that Vic referred to before, which was a complete surprise to me, La Realidad Médico-Social Chilena. This was actually held as part of the counterinsurgency collection at the Hoover Institute. It was a CIA-funded collection intended to combat revolutionary activities around the world. Reading the book was a tremendous, it was like a life-changing experience because written in 1939, it described most of the key issues in social medicine that we see at this time. That is the impact of poverty and inequality on health outcomes, major chapters on occupational and environmental disease, a chapter on gender and health, a chapter on pharmaceuticals, which contained the first comparison of generic and brand name prices for antibiotics as of 1939, et cetera, et cetera. And then this program that Vic alluded to, which is that the way to solve these public health problems actually has nothing to do with medical care, but actually has to do with fundamental changes in society, income redistribution, housing, a clothing program, food program, and so forth. So very startling. We actually did write an article that was published in the New England Journal at that time. Got a lot of attention to the repression that was going on. My colleague Hillary Modell and I were actually formally condemned by the dictatorships, so we actually couldn't go back. And what happened is that in the mid-90s, I was fortunate to have a sabbatical period and spent 6 months in Chile and other countries of Latin America trying to find out more about Latin American social medicine. And this led to a couple of the review articles that Matt mentioned. There were Nature, PH, and Lancet. And then, between 2000 and 2004, a grant from the National Library of Medicine to try to develop a trilingual database and website of the key literature in Latin American social medicine, both the classical literature and the contemporary literature. And that's what I just want to talk about briefly today. So this website is at this URL. And this initially was a project based at the University of New Mexico. Mexico. More recently, it has been a collaborative project with the social medicine group at the University of Guadalajara. The website is actually shared between them. And the resources provide structured abstracts of the literature, not only from books and chapters, but from 11 journals in Latin American social medicine. And these articles were selected by a review committee that involves some of the most outstanding people in most of the countries of Latin America where there are social medicine groups. Why don't we go ahead? Thanks. So the process, just very briefly, is that the team members prepare structured abstracts of the articles, either in the scientific or public health version of structured abstracts, or in a social science version, to try to clarify and simplify the contents of the articles. These abstracts were then translated into Spanish and Portuguese, and then entered into the web-based database for searching. So we also worked with two of the Latin American social medicine journals to pilot web-based publishing, and this now has taken off so that several of the key journals actually are published on the web. So these are just some of the topics that are covered. Methodologies, theories and concepts, critical epidemiology, historical topics, national material about the various social medicine teams and organizations. And then I'll just briefly mention about health system and social security reform, public and private sectors in the management of health systems and healthcare services, role of managed care, healthcare services and access, social movements in health, environmental health, labor and health, ethnic and racial disparities in health outcomes, gender, social class disparities, and problems of alcohol abuse, drug abuse, and other stimulant abuse. And just to continue, materials about indigenous, complementary, and alternative medicine, mental health, strategic planning, violence, social, environmental, and nutritional causes of infant and perinatal mortality. And then also investigations and policy recommendations having to do with the impact of economic underdevelopment and the impact of economic development on health outcomes, socioeconomic barriers to cancer prevention, et cetera. So just to conclude this very brief presentation, through this website, we hope and we welcome your feedback on it in terms of suggestions that we can continue to enhance access to this information. It's actually been very difficult to get not only in the English-speaking world, but also for Latin American countries, people working in various countries to get access to it themselves. The database and website have created access to this tremendously important literature that was previously largely unknown in English. And it's expanded also the knowledge base about using this technique of structured abstracts for accessing the literature in multiple languages. It's provided models of librarian and healthcare provider collaboration and new roles for health sciences librarians. Just touching on that briefly, I can expand on it if there's time later. And also, we hope that we've communicated some lessons about the challenges of such collaboration. I just wanted to end by saying again that it's been a tremendous honor and a tremendous source of enlightenment and inspiration for me to have the opportunity to work with these colleagues in Latin America, who in many ways